let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast, online at thisweekinamerica.us. New from acclaimed author Bruce Spahn, Lovers by the Lake, More Than a Romance, the touching story of two lovers who meet late in life. They seek to find answers to life's questions, and they seek to understand how the events of their lives made them lovers by the lake. Bruce was born near Los Angeles. His parents moved north to the Bay Area. After high school, he joined the Air Force, was sent to Germany. Life there appealed to him, and he stayed in Germany for 40 years, returning to the U.S. in 2006. Today, living in the San Antonio, Texas area, Bruce started writing in high school, but never published. November 1999, he was involved in a near-fatal car accident, woke up in the ICU several days before Christmas. He felt inspired to write a story to send to his friends as a special Christmas gift, a tradition that continues to this day. His book, Christmas Treasures, The Greatest Treasure is in the Heart, is a collection of them. That book is available at Amazon. We talked about it with Bruce in the last program. And new from Bruce, the fictional romance story, Lovers by the Lake, More Than a Romance. Bruce Spahn back with us on This Week in America. Bruce, it is a pleasure. Thank you so much for being back with us on the program.
Thank you for inviting me back. I really enjoy talking to you, and I hope that people will enjoy learning a little bit about this new book.
Well, yes, and thank you for writing another book so I had an excuse to talk to you. So this is good. It all worked out very nicely. The book is Lovers by the Lake, More Than a Romance. And this really is more than a romance, isn't it? Talk about the inspiration for writing this book. It is a romance, but almost a historical fiction as well. There's so much, so many interesting aspects to this.
Right. Well, as you mentioned, I was in Germany for many, many years, associated with the military. And when people are far away from home and are meeting people that are not from their neighborhood, they start trying to find out about their history and who they are and what they're from. And I noticed that in their conversations, they always mentioned events in their lives, sort of like milestones, markers that made them who they are. And I got this idea about two baby boomers that met late in life, and they're from two different parts of the country, and they're trying to get to know each other. And during the regular week, they're busy with their jobs, and they aren't living together yet. They're trying to decide whether they want to go that far or not. And the few hours they spend together at bars in a local town doesn't give them much time to sit down and discuss their personalities, their who they are, what they're doing. So she comes with the idea of, hey, why don't we take a vacation, go out to some place where you can be alone and take some time to get to know each other. And that's what the story's all about. They said they go to a lake and they're on a campsite and they spend the entire time talking about different elements of their life. She decides to arbitrarily start the discussion the year they started high school, which in this case is the same year, even though he's 2 years older than her, but that's covered in the story. And, basically, it's like two people like you and me sitting there and saying, well, you know, when I was in 1961, I came home from from Sunday school and turned on the TV set and I was watching Walter Cronkite and he was talking about the Berlin Wall being built. And they switch back and forth and talk about different events in their life and how they progress and how it's actually... The idea comes from a theory I have that at birth, we're sort of like the pinball in a pinball machine. We're launched into life. And all through our life, we're hitting the cushions and the different targets. And we're bounced around. And we don't really have a lot of control over where we're going, how fast we're going, or why we're going there. But we have to make the best of it. We have to learn from each experience. And it makes us a different person, hopefully a better person. And that's what the driving thing behind this story is.
The book is Lovers by the Lake, More Than a Romance. Bruce Spahn is our guest on the program. And in the book, it had to be challenging because you're telling the story, this relationship between the two of them, and then you're going back with really fully developing backstories for each of them. each element of that backstory requires a little bit of research and knowledge. You talk about Walter Cronkite, you've got the Vietnam War, you've got race riots, all of that. Talk about tying all of that together, because it was more than just making up a story and fleshing that out. You really go back to historical events and incorporate those in the actual story.
Yeah, well, it was kind of easy for me. I'm a baby boomer.
Exactly. I'm looking through that, and I can relate to it. I knew Walter Cronkite as soon as you mentioned it. I didn't have to Google that. I know who the guy is.
And I know a lot of baby boomers, like me, remember a lot of this. And it was real easy to remember certain events. And, of course, with Google, it's nice to be able to Google it and find some fine details in particular events. But for the most part, these are events that affected my life, and I figured if they affected my life, they probably affected other people's lives. That's the major events in the book. But everybody has minor events, you know, dates that they go on, and, you know, things that don't impact the world, but it impacts them. And so there are different elements that they both talk about that are kind of personal in nature. The girl has a boyfriend, sort of, kind of, that lived next door. She never really took him seriously as a boyfriend, but she felt really crushed when he got married to somebody else. So everybody goes through this. We all had girlfriends in high school when we all graduated.
Yeah, there are experiences that we all go through. What was it like for you writing this? This, you know, you're the author, you're bringing these stories to life, but it had to start the memory floodgate opened up, and all of a sudden you've got all of these memories coming back. In fact, how much of their reflection in many cases were these sort of your thoughts, what you went through during that era?
A lot of it was. Like I said, I grew up during that time, but a lot of it has to do with friends that went to Vietnam. Some of them survived to come back.
Yep, we're having a little ear pod problem. We'll get that back in there. That's not a problem. Yeah, the Vietnam War is a very important element in the story you're telling, and Lovers by the Lake more than a romance. Talk about the impact that had. Boy, it had on just about, and in that category, the boomer category as well, had an impact and a lasting impact on almost all of us, didn't it?
I think so. Today, we are still trying to go through and resolve some of the things that were not resolved during the Vietnam conflict. The way we treated the soldiers when they returned.
Yes.
The way we treated the Vietnamese refugees when they came to America. And these are things that are lightly touched upon in the book because they didn't really want to get into a political discussion too much, but I did want to recall people's memories that Vietnam was the first war that we really, really did not win. In fact, some say we lost. The Korean War came out to be a draw. We're still kind of fighting that one. But Vietnam War was the war of the baby boomers. It was the war that most all baby boomers were involved with in one way or another. And a lot of people, of course, their children hear their father talking about Vietnam War and whether he's for it, against it, whether he ran from it, got away from it, got injured in it. So it's an important part of our history, and we have to accept it as what it is, a part of our history, and try to learn from it.
Yeah, it's amazing because as you think back, I mean, one day you're 18 years old and naive and trying to figure out what you're going to do with life, and literally you're snatched away from your life and sent off overseas to fight a war that many people had a real hard time defining. And defining exactly what it was to win a war, to win a conflict like that. That's one of the themes in Lovers by the Lake, more than a romance. Let's talk for a second about the romance part of it. Describe the relationship between Amy and Paul. How deep is this relationship? Are they lovers?
Well, that's the thing. They're trying to figure that out.
Yes.
they're lonely people. They both were married. Paul got divorced because his wife decided she wanted to trade him in on two younger models. Amy is still married. She married a guy when he got drafted to go to Vietnam, and he made a career out of the military, and eventually he became involved in all these conspiracy theories and IT, and he gets all kinds of really crazy ideas, and eventually he goes crazy. He made it to lieutenant colonel, and then he made it to the padded cell. And because she's still married, she's kind of like, I don't want to commit myself to a new relationship because I'm still married. And these are all things in the back of her mind. And at the same time, she really loves Paul. He's kind, considerate, everything that she's been looking for. And yet at the beginning of their conversation, Paul's kind of hesitant to talk about his history because he was a boy born and raised in Texas. His father was a football player in the high school, and when he went to the same high school his father went to, he was a football player and he played the same position his father did. And there's a long tradition of being a football pro in that school, and in Texas, being in the football team meant a whole bunch of things, but to most of the team members it meant if it wore a skirt it was theirs.
Yep.
And he's kind of ashamed of this background because he did develop and grow and mature. And he's afraid if he tells Amy about his wild days as a high school football player, she will not respect him. And he's kind of hesitant. And then she starts laughing. She says, Paul, you think my high school didn't have a football team? She says, granted, had I been at your school and you were on the football team, we would have probably never, ever met. As you were not what I was looking for, and I definitely wasn't what you were looking for. But she says, I see something in you. And as they go along, you see how they both mature from the innocent, naive school kids to mature thinking adults. And later on in the story, he lets go the fact that he used to go on a lot of business trips, and his wife always assumed he was out running around. But he wasn't. When he went on business trips, he spent his free time going to the local museums, the art exhibits, even to the library to read books that he never read when he was in high school. And he spent a lot of time going back and learning the things he could have learned when he was in high school. And so he became a self-made man. He became a mature individual that could talk about literature, art, music, anything at a much deeper level, as he found out later, than most of the kids that he was envious of in high school, the ones that only memorize enough to pass the test and nothing more.
Exactly.
He says, that's it. Now when I get into discussions with these people, he says, I find out their culture is about a nano atom thick.
It's interesting how the benefit of age and years, you look back and the people that you thought were something were really not what you thought they were, and you held them in high esteem, and now you realize I was really mistaken, misguided at the time. Time going by so quickly. Basically, you're describing real people with real thoughts, with real emotions, which is why the book is resonating so well with people. The book is Lovers by the Lake, More Than a Romance, Bruce Spohn. That's BRUCESPOHN. Bruce is the author. The book's available at Amazon. You'll find it wherever books are sold. You can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting as both of these boomers ending the latter stages of their lives, the twilight of their lives, really trying to look back, or at least by looking back, trying to figure out what matters. Talk about writing about that, and if some of that is drawn from your own experience. As we age, we all look at things differently and go back and try to focus on those things that about our lives that that we're especially interested in?
Definitely. Like I said, I draw a lot from my own experience because that's the easiest thing to draw from. And as we grow older, we mature, we broaden our perspectives, we have different kinds of interests. And at the same time, we do tend to look back on our lives. Where did we come from? Why are we the way we are? And the aging process is another issue. There's one whole page and a half I devote to Amy waking up in the morning and confronting herself in the mirror. And it's not that she hates the image. She's more or less gotten accustomed to it. It's just that it's a constant reminder that she's not a teenager anymore. And I think if we all are honest with ourselves, when you sit and think about ourselves, we have some magic age in our mind where the clock kind of froze. You think that you're, you know, I call it the Peter Pan complex. We all never grew up.
Exactly.
And that's why looking in the mirror is kind of like, oh, God, I'm not the guy I thought I was. I'm the guy in the mirror. And it's just kind of a sobering thing, but it's not a frightening thing. It's not a terrible thing. It's just a reality of life. And that's how Amy is more or less accepting it. And I'm not going to tell you about the ending, but they become very close to each other during this trip to the lake. And they do find out that they really are in love, because the strange thing about love is it's not what you think it is. And too many people have been conned into believing technology.
Yes.
Too many people have been conned into believing the fantasies that come out of Hollywood, and that love is, you know, a mini splendor thing.
Yes.
It's actually it's a much more subtle thing than that. And during their stay at the lake, they become aware of the fact that they have a really intense relationship, and it's not like Hollywood. They just love each other. They want to be with each other. They want to share themselves with each other, their experiences, their joys, their fears. They want to be open, and that's why the little conversation around the campsite is so important to them. They're sharing the things that most people never share.
Well, that's why the book and the characters are so relatable, Amy and Paul in the book Lovers by the Lake, More Than a Romance. A book that you've worked with Reader's Magnet on again in this book, the other book that I talked about, the Christmas Treasures. Talk again about that relationship with Reader's Magnet. What has that experience been like for you?
Well, you know, I've just gotten involved with them a couple of months ago, and they've gotten my books on several different book fairs and book exhibits. And so far, it seems like it's a beneficial relationship. I got a couple of phone calls from different organizations wanting to know if they can publish my books or whatever. And I said, I'm dealing with Reader's Magnet right now. But, I did turn Christmas Treasures over to Westwood Publishing, and I just got the proof copy of the book. And it's a much better production than Amazon gave me. they did the margins and the headings and everything, really professional. They decided it would be nice to put the epilogues on a separate page from the story to make it a little bit more poignant.
That, yes.
On Lovers by the Lake, there is an epilogue. Some people said, well, you know, you did. Some people said you needed it, and some people said you don't. I like the red epilogue, so I wrote it anyhow.
Well, I think it does add to the story.
It helps close it.
Yes, yes, yes. I think it does that. And a minute left here. Well, what are you working on now? I'm anxious to see if you've got something you're ready to publish.
Well, I talked to you last time and told you I was working on a thing called Dark Dig, and I was up 500 pages. Well, since that time, I wrote another 50 pages and put the end at the end of it. And It's off to my editor.
Oh, great.
Rebecca Murley is going to struggle through 550 pages of my text and try to catch all my errors.
Well, the thing is, you're getting closer then. When you have it to the editor, that's a good sign.
Yeah, once she gets done with it, I'll probably look at it one more time, maybe polish it a little bit more, and then go to Kindle or somebody and push the magic button, and it should be available on Amazon probably, well, it's 500, sometime in early springtime.
That will be good. Well, that's something else to look forward to in the springtime, and please let us know the update on that. This book we're talking about is Lovers by the Lake, More Than a Romance. Bruce Spahn, our guest on the program, that's S-P-O-H-N. You will find all the information available at Amazon. The other book that we've talked about before in the program, Christmas Treasures, The Greatest Treasure is in the Heart. That's available there as well. Bruce, this has been fun. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Look forward to talking about the 550 pager coming out here soon. So we'll stay in touch on that.
Another book I just started another one two days ago. So there's always something in the book.
That is great. That'll give us reasons to talk in the future. The newest one, Lovers by the Lake, More Than a Romance. Bruce Spahn, our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon. Bruce, thank you for joining us. Happy holidays, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.